Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always a delight to see people gathered here on a Sunday morning. Welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. We do have a few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers for tomorrow are Nels and Michelle Lofgren and Jan Nelson. And there is a please put this on your calendar announcement. And that is that we will have a garage sale on July 25th and 26th to benefit the Lofgren family to try to defray some of the medical expenses for their grandson, Cody, who is heading into rehab in Salt Lake City. So we'll be providing further details of that and asking that you bring some items that you no longer need that we can include in the garage sale. I believe we're also having a bake sale and raffle to go along with it. We'll provide you with further details on that next week. And usually I wait until the first Sunday of the month to announce birthdays and anniversaries, but we seem to have a lot going on the very first week of July. So we have one birthday, and that is Linda Morgan on the 4th of July. And then we have, for anniversaries, on the 1st of July, Chris and Tracy Johns. On the 2nd, Carl and Lois Madsen. And on the 4th is my anniversary with my husband, Scott. So I ask that we pause right now and just pray for those who have birthdays and anniversaries this upcoming week. Good and gracious God, we just thank you for the gift of life and the gift of relationships. We ask that you be with those who have birthdays and anniversaries this first week of July. Just be with them and let them increase their devotion to you. And for those who are in marriages, help them to increase their devotion to one another as well. Let each of these individuals and couples know that you walk beside them each step of the way. And we ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do we have any other announcements that we need to take care of? If not, I ask that you stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Baptized into Christ, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, you free us to love others, but we neglect our neighbors and follow our own way. You lead us by the Spirit of joy and peace, but we turn away from the abundant life you offer. You surround us with patience, kindness, and generosity, but we grow weary in doing what is right. In your mercy, forgive us. Do not give up on us. Heal us. Break our bonds. And show us the path of life. Amen. You belong to Christ Jesus, and you are God's children through faith. In the cross of Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Clothed with Christ, you are a new creation. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Give Me Jesus. It is number 770. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us join together in the prayer of the day. Sovereign God, ruler of all hearts, you call us to obey you, and you favor us with true freedom. Keep us faithful to the ways of your Son, that leaving behind all that hinders us, we may steadfastly follow your paths through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 15, 16, and then 19 through 21. In the story preceding today's reading, the prophet Elijah flees for his life to the security of God's mountain. There, God reveals to Elijah that there are still other faithful people in Israel and commissions him to anoint new leaders, including his own successor, Elisha. A reading from 1 Kings. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram, and you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place." So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen, and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 16 responsibly. "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord, my good above all other.'
All my delight is in the God of the land. Upon those who are noble among the people.
But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied.
I will not pour out drink offerings to such gods, never take their names upon my lips.
O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot.
My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a rich inheritance.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night.
I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope.
For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore." The second reading is from Galatians 5, 1, verse 1, and then 13 to 25. For Paul, the freedom Christ gives us is not permission to do whatever we want. It is the invitation to be what we could not be otherwise. The power and guidance of Christ's Holy Spirit produce a different kind of life, one marked by the fruit of this Holy Spirit. A reading from Galatians. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Elijah was a fiery prophet. He is the one who commanded fire to come down and burn the sacrifices, showing that God, the one true God, was greater than Baal. He's also one who looked at some soldiers and said, "I am a true man of God, and if that is the case, then let fire come down and consume you." And lo and behold, the fire did.